everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got sold. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. To be a king when kingdom comes. So you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the show. I didn't realize I was on mute. I am Brian Hammerjackson. Today is May 6th at 10 a.m. California time. We are global. Today we have some interesting stuff to talk about. Liz Cheney, we want to talk about. The vaccination we want to talk about. There's a woman who got a felony just for being in high school and want to go to a dance. We're going to talk about that story. Here we go. If you want to call into the studio, you can. You need the number. I'll give it to you. It's right here. The number to call in, if you want to come into the studio, is 319-527-6099. That's 319-527-6099. That's the number that gets you in the studio. That's the number. You can be heard around the world. All right, everybody. Our top subject today, I'm trying to get my mouth to work. This is the third day since I took the shot, my second dose. I am operating on 2%. That's 1% more than I usually operate on. I have a couple of fine young ladies who's going to get soup today. And they have some fine-ass kids, too. I want to say hello to them. They're on location. Hello, little baby Sean. Hello, Ollie. Ollie, 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 Ollie. And I hope they enjoy their soup. It's a cool day. I love soup. Soup, 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 soup. Hope they enjoy their day. Shout out to Jill. And shout out to Melissa. That name's heard around the world. And you know Melissa. She's the morning crew. She'll cut you. There has been, we have little boxes of balls that Melissa has cut their balls off and put them in a little lost and found in the studio. She will cut you. She's nice, but she'll cut your balls off. Love her. All right, everybody. Jesse's in the studio right now. He has something on his chest. Let's get it off his chest. So if you'd like to come into the studio right now, the number is 319-527-6099. Shout out to Laverne, Laverne Verney. I hope you're feeling better, and I hope you get well. I mean, not get well. She's probably sore. She's been moving her sister. So these are little shout-outs I want to do to let them know I'm thinking about them. All right, Jesse the Jackhammer. What's up, my friend? What's going on? It sounds
like
you have
something on
your chest.
What's up, my brother? How you doing?
I'm doing good. What's going on?
Not much. Yeah, I got a lot of things in my chest. There's hair, there's nipples, there's titties.
I'm going to kill you. I want to commit suicide. Hold on, I'm going to load the gun. You were upset about the vaccine, right? What's going on with the vaccine?
Yeah, we need to talk about that. I haven't sent you a phone number. We can actually contact them and see if they will talk to us today.
What's your concern? Yeah?
Well, my concern is everybody getting sick. People getting sick, you know. They're doing it now. They're doing it from 12 and up now,
right?
And kids are getting sick,
right?
Kids are getting sick. Adults are getting sick, and we want to know why. We need answers. The world not just me and you, everybody that is listening to you right now, Brian, everybody needs answers. Why are we having these side effects like this? Why are we feeling this way? I know when you have your flu shot and stuff, yeah, you have a little side effects and all this and all that, but there's a new vaccine on the market for the coronavirus, but we need answers from the CDC.
Really? Well,
and you're the man to make that call.
I haven't called a live. CDC does pick up my call, believe it or not. They do talk to me. But your concern is the side effects of when you take the shot? Is that what your concern is?
Yes, because we won't do it. Me and my family is afraid to do it because we've talked to several people that, like, prime example, I've talked to somebody today and they said their second shot literally got them down where they had to call from work.
Right.
And that's
right.
That's a concern. I mean, CDC should be paying for these people's time off. They have to take time from work.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody does, because it's not right that people have to go through this for weeks and weeks and weeks,
Right. I think there is a program out there that Biden put in that if you do get your shot, I think he allows you a couple of days and encourages jobs to have their employees have access to shots, and then they give you a couple of days to recover from it. But everything has a side effect. Even an aspirin has a side effect, Jesse.
See, like I said, this is a new vaccine where basically, you're running high fevers, your body's sore. You got a headache, or you can't hardly move.
Right.
I'm speaking up as your all's future professional Hollywood actor coming soon.
Right.
And
right.
For the world. I'm speaking up for the world. Everybody needs answers. We need to find out. So, Brian, let's get these people on the phone and find out.
For me to do that, I would have to switch to my headphones. And I don't know if I could do that. I would have to go to a song, switch to my headphones, and give CDC the call. But there's some things I could probably tell you that I do know. I took my second shot. I had my second dose Monday.
Okay.
I am vaccinated.
Some people don't have the side effects, but a lot of other people do.
Yeah, well, the side effects are going to be normal. I mean, when I first took my first shot, I had the arm hurts because you're something foreign in your body, and your antibodies have to say, hey, what's the new guy doing here? And the new guy goes, I have no idea. And then your body has to say, well, I don't know if we like you or not, and we're going to check you out. And then pretty soon they start liking the new guy, but before they start liking the new guy, they're going to whoop his ass. So,
but my concern is, okay, and this is what I was told, okay?
Right.
They basically has put the coronavirus in these vaccines to put into your body. The dead cells from the coronavirus.
Okay. That's how most vaccines work. They will, for instance, if you're going to go Botox, Botox that'll tighten your face. Well, what they'll do is they usually will put the poison
in your
body. Come on, Dr.
Brian, you got this.
I got this. No, I really don't. Usually what happens is that they will put the vaccine, which is made of that virus, in your body.
Mm-hmm.
So your body could get accumulated to it, get acculated to it. Your body can recognize it, that your antibodies can provide the safety mechanism for you. So you have to inject the poison or the antivirus or whatever, I mean the poison or the virus in you, so your body can get accustomed to the variant of it. I hope I'm making sense. So, yeah, I mean, anything you do, I mean, when they ingest you, Botox is a prime example. It's poison. They put the poison in between your eyes and everything, and That tightens your face. Did you know toothpaste is poisonous? When you brush your teeth, did you know you're actually brushing your teeth with poison? Toothpaste is very poisonous.
Make you sick.
Yeah, mouthwash, same thing. They tell you to spit it out. They don't want you ingested. Jesse, it's just part of it. It's part of it, man. I mean, I can answer this. I don't need the CDC. If you, anything in life, you know, you're going to have a reaction to it. You're going to have, and yes, it's normal to have the pain in your arm. It's normal to have the fatigue. It's all that is normal. Some people have a lower immune system, and they would feel it a little bit more. I know some people who were put down for 3 days. I got a little annoyed with it. You know, I was very tired. But I'm over it now. Usually 3 days, you're done. So this is all normal. And some people have nothing, you know. It's just part
of it. Oh, I hear Cindy in the background. She's taking
over
your show. Come on, Cindy. Come on, Cindy. Come on. We would love to hear from you.
Jesse wanted to say hello to you. Jesse the Jazz Hammer heard your voice and said hello. Explain to him about
I got excited when I heard Cindy.
You got excited.
I heard a lot about Cindy. I'm a big fan of Cindy's.
This is Jesse. Jesse, meet Cindy.
Hi, Jesse.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
Tell Jesse, calm Jesse down.
So what is your input on this, Cindy? What is your input?
On the side effects?
Yes, ma'am.
Or just pain in general?
Side effects in general, but people... You know how they feel these kids, now they're doing it from 12 and up now, and you know I've heard people had to be rushed to the hospital from the side effects and stuff. You know, what's your input on that?
The side effects are generally very, very minor. There have been a couple of cases with the issues initially, like with the vaccine that had the initial issues. It was
Moderna.
No,
J&J. Yeah,
Johnson & Johnson. Yeah.
The original one was
No, that's never been approved in U.S.
Yes, it has.
No, it hasn't.
Okay. Then J&J.
The Johnson & Johnson one
had a
couple of initial issues.
You have to talk to Jesse to keep his interest. I know it's J&J, Johnson & Johnson, but you have to talk to Jesse. It's the VJJ, Jesse. Now,
this is Brian's reality show here. Arguing back and forth with Cindy.
That's the reality.
Oh, really?
That's right.
I've had people in my family
literally have been rushed to the hospital because of the side effects.
What kind of side effects were they having?
They was having very high fever. They was losing everything. They was headaches. They was really hurt really bad where they could not even stand on their own two legs at all, you know, and they had to be rushed by ambulance.
Had they had the virus already?
No.
Okay. Most of the people that have had the issues had already been affected with the coronavirus. My son almost died with the virus initially. He had been in the hospital for a couple of weeks. And was really close to, we were really close to losing him. I think, though, that with the number of people that have died and the number of people that have almost died, that the side effects with the vaccine are very minor in comparison. So if it's a choice of whether or not to get the vaccine because of the possible side effects, I would very much on the side of getting the vaccine.
We didn't have that much effects.
No, I mean, except for a little bit of arm pain and a little bit of minor fever.
And a little bit of pain in the ass who is talking to you now. I mean, everything is fine.
But I have to get back to
and
my pain.
You know, there's
John.
There's a new rule in Kentucky. You cannot see a doctor at all unless you get the vaccine.
With the risk that they face, I think that that's actually very smart.
Right.
What do you mean?
I think that it's very smart for them to have to get the vaccine if they're exposed to it on a daily basis.
Yeah, I know.
They're gonna die.
So you recommend that? So he's worried about all these side effects people are having, and that's a lot of people having a lot of. Some of them are having drastic.
Most
side effects.
Of them are very
I know,
very
but
minor.
He's also worried about the people having the major reactions.
And the alternative is getting the virus and dying.
That's the alternative.
I mean, there was a major outbreak with the vaccine in Florida.
Hey,
there were several cases in Florida with the side effects, basically, of people being hospitalized from the vaccine when it first came out.
Yeah, you know, Jesse, but she is right in one thing, is what's your alternative? Because sooner or later, I think everybody's going to have some kind of contact with it. How severe it hits you, it's up to your immune system. It's not going to go away. It's not going away. And just because you got vaccinated doesn't mean you're not going to catch it again. They're saying you might catch it again, but it's not going to put you down or put you in a hospital or make you die. So the alternative, I mean, I have seen, Cindy was telling you about her son. He was close to a ventilator. I mean, the guy was near death. He was not protected. So people got to make that choice and that risk. What are you going to do? Because it's going to be here for a while. And you know what? You're a wrestler, for Christ's sake. You know pain. Pain is nothing to you, buddy. You eat pain. I mean,
well, me and my family.
Yeah?
Me and my whole family actually had the virus together.
Probably did. You probably did.
Back in March of this year.
Right. And I think a lot of people have died. I think I had it at one time because I couldn't taste anything. But, Jesse, a little punch in the arm oh, really? You couldn't take a punch in the arm? A little headache, Jesse? Oh, come on, you pussy. Pussy, you little pussy. Get up there and man up. You could take
that. I
love
pussy. Shit. You know that.
Pussy. I think you'd be fine. I do recommend it, Jesse.
I'm just it's just basically the people that I know that's had it recently and in previously, especially the ones I know that's been rushed to the hospital because of the issue that I told you, really hot, not keeping things down.
Sure.
You know, after they got it, you have vomiting and high fever, you know, headaches. Where they couldn't stand up, they had to be actually carried out of their own location where they was at.
And that's temporary, Jess. That might last for maybe a day, but getting the virus lasts a lifetime. I mean, you weigh things out. And you're right. I vomited, you know, last night, but it lasted for like maybe 2 minutes. You know?
Right.
It's inconvenient for a couple of days. But then you have to think if you're not, and again, I don't advocate it. I'm just trying to talk to you as my friend. But if you don't get it, you will get COVID. All of us will get COVID. It's not going away. And we just have to protect ourselves, you know. Yeah, it's going to be inconvenient for 3 days, but after that, you're fine as hell, man. Fine as hell. And you know you're fine as hell, Jesse. Look at you, how cute you look in those shorts. Melissa's in the studio. Cole's in the studio. Talk to Jesse.
Oh, my God. Hello.
Talk to Jesse.
Jesse. You know, I just looked that up. Did you know that they decided, I think it was 2019, that a doctor can be penalized for not giving treatment to somebody who's unvaccinated? Now, that's not COVID because that was 2019. So you get a little false information there. All right, back to you.
And, you know, my concern is, like I said, what I heard other people go through, you know what I mean?
Mhm. Well, you know, you've got a few kids. When they have a shot, they have pain afterwards. And I noticed when the new baby had a rotavirus drink. That they say they're going to have diarrhea for a few days.
No.
This poor baby had it for about 2 weeks. It was bad. But the last time he had this drink for the rotavirus, he didn't get diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
So That's all I can say.
All right. Is it okay?
You know, just, you know, it's
like
up
said,
to
I'm
you
just,
what you want to do.
I mean, I'm just
yeah.
concerned. You know, I was just because what we I need. I'm probably going to have to do it when I get out of acting school. You know.
Right. Right.
For me to be able
They'll
to do the movies
that, yeah.
and commercials and TV and stuff.
Mm-hmm. 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 I can understand that. Cole probably could too, right, Cole? Or is it Miles today? I don't know. Who are you today? There's Miles. That's Miles. Yeah.
Stop.
Wow.
No music. Thank
wow.
you, Cole. You know, Jesse, what I want to say is this. You know, a lot of people are on prescription medication, whether they do prescription medication of anything, high blood pressure. Let's just go with high blood pressure. Or tension, whatever. So if you look at the adverse reactions to those medications.
I mean, I think high blood pressure medicine, bipolar medicine, and thyroid
medicine. Oh, my God,
yeah. You know?
Yeah, you're
But I mean, I don't have no reaction to it. I don't think when I take my blood pressure medicine, I just pee a lot because there's a water pill with it. And my thyroid medicine, when
right.
I take it, my throat starts hurting because I know my thyroid's acting up.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Your body's going to have a reaction to any kind of medication you put in. Consider this a medication. And some of those prescription medications people take daily, they take it for granted, and they live with the symptoms, you know. Maybe they don't even recognize it, but when you first took it, I'm sure you felt nauseated. I'm sure you felt sick. I'm sure you got a headache. You get where I'm going. So Cole.
Somebody's drowning you out there.
That's rude. Cole, that's rude. Okay, I'm going to
mm-hmm.
mute you. I'm going to
mm-hmm.
mute you.
Dude, have some respect while Brian's talking.
So you know, anybody who gets their first injection of any kind of medicine, like you were saying, it could be a depression. It could be there are people who are detoxing from drugs. You're going to get a reaction. This is part of the reaction.
Right.
This is, and the problem that I think we had with this vaccine is it got so political, you know, and the news took it to a point where they started scaring people. It's just part of it, Jesse. I took it. Like I said, I'm talking like I'm preaching. I mean, I took it. I didn't have a good time because I don't usually take an aspirin, and it really affected me, but it didn't kill me. I was uncomfortable for about 2 days.
No, no.
I finally got through it. That's it. I mean, I had more of a time going out with I had more of a hard time going out with a girl I picked up at a bar. She caused me more problems than this vaccine. Yeah, boy, did she give me a headache and pains and stomach cramps and hair started falling out, diarrhea. I mean, you know, it's like meeting your first chick, taking her out. So
did you get it? Did you get it, Brian?
Oh, you know I did. I don't go out for nothing.
Did you come out with a big hard on?
Did I come out with one? No, I put one in. I'm not.
No,
I'm
talking about when you had the vaccine.
Oh.
Out your vaccine. Remember, you just come out.
Oh.
And you push out a hard on from the vaccine.
No, I don't think so. In fact, you know, and you know, you brought up something very interesting because I only told a couple
That's
of my friends
topics,
this.
For,
I had
on the show.
No, I had no sex drive. None. I had, when I got the first shot, none at all. Wasn't even, I tell the story that I went on Pornhub, and I was there for an hour, and these videos were like 3 minutes. I was there for an hour, nothing. No, I was not interested. I was kind of testing it out. I checked out. It was nothing. It killed
you
my sex drive.
You know what, since you're talking about that,
yeah.
Ever since I've had the coronavirus, honestly, I'm going to be real here and just
right.
not to make a joke of, not to be jokeable, not to have make a joke of. Seriously, honestly, ever since I've had the coronavirus, honestly, I can't get hard.
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah, No, I'm not joking about that at all. Getting an erection is splitting the bloodstream goes to the penis, and that's what gives you the erection.
Yeah,
and
it can't
interfere with the blood flow. Of course, I'm no doctor, but it can't interfere with the blood flow. That's the problem I
Dr.
had.
Dr. Brian, the Jackson Hammer.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, yeah, with all of them. But what I'm trying to say, so I took the second shot, and I'm still in that holding mode. And I don't know if it's messing with me. I don't know about getting an erection. It's just I have no interest. This is one of the things that I have no interest. I'm not even thinking about it. There you go. So don't forget
but
to get
I mean,
your
like
shot,
I
said, everybody.
I think enhancement pills, seriously. Like, I'll buy
really?
Enhancement pills. Yeah, and it's still, it don't do what it needs to do. The blood's not flowing properly.
Well, did you go to what did the doctor tell you? Did you go to the doctor and
I didn't go
happened?
To the doctor.
Who are you, or how are you getting the enhancement pills? Are you ordering them online, or what's going on there?
I go to Walmart and buy them.
Really? Okay.
But I have never had to use that kind of stuff. I've never had that kind of problem.
Right. Have you ventured to the porn sites or anything? I mean,
yeah, I mean, it's like nothing happens.
Mm-hmm. Nothing happens.
I used to go watch porn all the time, and I would get a major hard on, where everything goes.
Well, you're getting older. Maybe your major is now a private. It's a little military.
No,
joke.
No, man. I mean, I'm only 44 years old.
Oh, yeah. Well, you should be up there. You, as soon as the spring comes, you should get it.
I've never
well,
had
thing,
this problem. I mean, I'm a 3.5-4 hour guy to go straight.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Well, the thing
and
about
I've
it
never
is,
had
Jesse,
the problem
you're
like
also
I said,
taking
until I had the coronavirus.
Right, but well, you're also taking a lot of other prescriptions. You're doing a bipolar thing. You got hyper.
No matter what, I've still not had no problems. She never complained before.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you guys
she's
ever try
complained before? And she's like, "What's going on now? What's going on?
Really?
Why are you not? You know?" I'm like, "Ever since I've had the coronavirus, I'm not been able to."
Well, there's other things. I mean, sometimes when you're doing your show, I mean, when you're doing a show, a live show, and you do have the Mitchell family reality TV show, when you're doing your show
TV.
Sometimes, okay, tension can do it, Jesse.
I swear I'm going to buy you a tattoo to put on your forehead.
There you go. But tension can do that, too. I don't think you have a problem getting hard on it. Like, you know, tension can
well,
bring
no,
that
I'm saying,
on.
After, I'm serious. After I had the coronavirus, I've had this issue. And
could
if
be.
There is a doctor out there listening to this show, if there is a doctor out there listening to this show, please feel free to call in. Brian, the number you can call in on, ladies and gentlemen, is 319-527-0-6099. If there is a doctor out there listening and can put their input in on this, please call in and give us your advice and your thoughts.
if you want to make Jesse rise again.
And make Brian rise again.
Oh, well, I'm not even thinking. It's like I said, it lasted for a while. I thought it was going to be a problem because I'm very active. But
right, and I am
you're
too.
Right.
I am too.
I'm
up and going. I'm in
you.
The gym. I'm working out. I'm actually working out in the gym and stuff. You know what I mean?
Right. I don't know.
So,
you know, keep me up to date on your.
That's why I said if there's a doctor out there listening, call into the show, give us the advice what we can do to make the blood flow better. Do we have to put the woman on the knob to make it flow better? Do we have to? Do we need to do blood work? What do we need to do, Doc?
Well, until a doctor calls in, but maybe you should role play.
That'd be cool.
Maybe you should role play. You know, that'll do it.
I do that. We do that.
I mean, I put Cindy in the maid's outfit and let her cook me dinner, and all of a sudden, seeing a woman in the kitchen, man, I'm just excited as hell. I mean, I eat the food first before her, but then I'm too tired and I take a nap, and then she uses her toy. That's how I roll.
I mean, she wears really good tight pants, and that really, you know, that always,
right.
I've always got turned on with that.
But, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you put some? Why don't you get her a black wig and call her Cindy. See what happens.
Like I said, ever since I've had the coronavirus, this has been my problem.
I know, buddy.
So,
but you,
did you test positive for the coronavirus?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
So you have been unable to get an erection since that?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh my God. What about you guys having the baby? That's going to get in the way.
Well, my blood flow's not flowing right. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
You keep talking about this.
Penis pumps
your
work
problem
really
will be
well.
Fixed. I'm sure it will be fixed. T. Claudia Melissa, it'll be fixed. You're a miracle, Doc.
Yes. A penis pump. Jesse, penis pump.
Oh, there you
yep.
go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing
you're
that.
You're going to have to get one.
You're going to have
oh
to. They're
God.
Expensive.
Maybe you could rent one out or borrow somebody's.
Yeah, exactly. Look at a yard sale for one, right?
Yeah. Are you using that, dude?
Oh. Jillian said that they have, and this is the exact words she just told me, go on to wish.com, and you can buy boner pills.
Oh, yeah, I seen those.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yep.
Yeah. Buy the boner pills. Boner pills.
Boner
I've
pills. Is that the real
name,
Jill?
I have seen that on Wish. Yeah,
B-O-N-E-R?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
No,
B-O-N-E-R-Z. Boners.
Boners pills. Okay.
Yep. Put that down. Mark that down, please. I'm always willing to help. You know, that's me.
I'll get the blood flowing. I don't care.
I don't think I could do that, Jill. I don't know if I can order. I don't know what's in those. You know, God, I'm hesitant about taking an aspirin.
On.
I don't know. I don't know if I can order it overline. You know, I don't know. Ugh.
Yeah.
No, so I can get back knocking the bed off the wall like I usually do. Make you know, bounce the bed off the
wall.
Wow.
That's true.
Really?
That's true.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how's your lady handling
I'm like,
it?
I'm like a jackrabbit.
Are
really?
You
really? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
We all didn't know, Melissa. I know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jesse, it's psychological,
yep.
buddy. It's psychological. Don't worry about it. See, you're putting too much emphasis on it. A lot of times it's just psychological. Okay, there are some extreme measures that you're not getting your blood flow. But if you're not getting the blood flow, and I don't know, I'm going to Google it right now. Does the COVID virus cause impotency? But I think yours is probably psychological. There's a lot of things psychological going on there. I think it's psychological.
It could be. It could be psychosomatic.
We should call a doctor's
right?
office and ask him that question.
I know. You miss those calls, don't you?
The doctor's
all right,
office?
We'll make a call.
Oh, God, no.
Huh?
I wouldn't do that. Call a doctor's office. To get.
They wouldn't. Yeah. They wouldn't stand on the phone with me with that. They're going to think I...
Oh, no.
But here we go. Here you go, Jesse. I'm going to be your doctor. I got it. It's straight from the Huffington Post.
Give it
does
to
the COVID...
me, doctor.
Ew.
What?
I'm the only doctor that would get in the sink. Not only wash my hands, just wash my whole body in the sink.
And use a sink with the homeless people to make homemade wine.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
You're in here for the third
I'm over,
time.
I'm over there
this
turning Melissa on because she's over there.
Yeah. It's true. It's true, Jesse. You've done it. Not many men can do it.
I know. She can't control herself. Calm down.
I know.
Melissa.
I'm like, oh my God. I've got the vapors.
I got the vapors. It says here you go, Jesse. Does the COVID-19 really cause erectile dysfunction? Here's what to know. Okay, so I'm going to give you your answer. Experts explain what might be happening for the coronavirus is causing the sexual and reproductive health issue. So you may be onto something here, or in your case, you're not. We know that the coronavirus can affect many parts of the body, including the brain and the lungs. Is it time to acknowledge impotence? Might be
impotence.
A symptom, too. Yeah. As more and more cases of COVID-19 have appeared, so too have many reports leaking erectile dysfunction to the disease. There's
oh
been a study
God.
Published in July in the Journal
Sorry,
of
Melissa,
Medicine.
I can't take care of you right now.
Oh, Jesse, no.
I know, honey. It's
oh,
okay.
No. Aw, I'm sad.
It says, like ED following their illness. Doctors and experts also say they've seen patients who have struggled with the problem after contracting the virus.
Uh-oh.
The fact is that COVID-19 is still new to the medical world and is still discovering a short-term and long-term effect of the virus. There isn't enough scientific data to definitely and directly link the coronavirus to erectile dysfunction, but some experts don't anticipate ED remaining a rare symptom as time goes on and believe it will become more common. Oh, in anyone who has a severe COVID infection. There you go.
So you may
be on to something. That's another reason why you should take the shot and get vaccinated.
I'm not on to something. I'm trying to get into something.
I know, but it says here.
I'm trying to go
the data
deep
has
into
shown
something.
That the virus can infect and attack the blood vessels. This explains why some people
see,
who survive
oh, my God,
COVID-19.
You guys, I can't control myself. Oh, this man.
I'm going to put some water on Melissa. But it does say.
Turn the fan up full blast. Make it vibrate.
Absolutely. Ooh. I'm going to need a cold shower after this show.
I'm already in it. Can't get cold enough. Can't get cold enough.
Yeah.
Where am I? Mm. Oh, it does say that it does attack the blood vessel. This explains why some people who survive COVID-19 have experienced blood clots, complications with the lungs or the kidneys, or oral health issues like tooth loss. You can lose your teeth. It could also be a reason behind related ED, according to Christopher Kyle. Now, ED is erectile dysfunction. It's not Cole's lover, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to clarify it.
Now, Cole said he's had corona 4 or 5 times. Right, Cole?
A horse is a horse.
I know
horse,
he's on punishment. But
Cole has probably had everything, and we don't even know what else. People in India won't let Cole into the country.
Cole.
Speaking of Cole, how you doing, Miles? You know, you're going to give me this dramatic pause. I'm going to have to put you on hold. Okay.
Oh, listen, Booker, I have myself,
there he
I have
is.
Myself muted.
No, you're not muted. We
no,
can
he
hear
muted
you.
Himself.
I have myself muted.
Oh, he muted himself. Oh, good boy.
Mm-hmm.
It saves me the time. And
good
work.
Boy, Cole.
I
I'm
know.
Not going to have to pull the buzzer out.
You don't want to know where that buzzer is. Now,
yeah,
Cole,
exactly.
Do you have any advice?
Oh, I forgot.
I know you got the vapor.
That buzzer
Cole, do you have any advice for
Jesse
the Jackhammer regarding the coronavirus?
Why, you got it, Jesse?
He had it.
He did have it. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean you did have it? What about now?
Not now.
See here. But... You know, he's on to something now, and they don't really say this too much. And Jesse's right. They don't say too much, but people having the coronavirus can affect your penis. And more men will know this. They're going to get a shot. I mean, they won't, well, you're going to get blood clots. Oh, fuck it. You may get headache. Oh, who cares? Tooth loss. I can still chew with my gums. It's going to fuck with your penis. Come on. Get in the car, baby. Get in the car. Get
oh
in the car.
Oh, my.
You know what I mean?
Hello,
get
Melissa.
In the car.
Oh, I love it when you lower your voice like that.
You guys are...
Did you miss me?
Oh, yeah, stop it.
I'm going to fucking throw up right now.
You're going to bring Sammy in here.
You can throw up in the toilet and throw up in the seat.
You know, they're giving away Yankees and Mets tickets if you get a vaccination at the stadium.
I heard that. They're giving out tickets and all that, donuts and beer and whatever. I hear that. So, I don't know. They're giving out $100 in Jersey in New York. I mean, there you go. They're giving out each shot $100.
To die.
It's not to die. I took a call. I'm still around. I'm still here. I've been on the show every day.
You know, some people will fight it off, and then you have to get a booster, and then they'll say you need another two because there's another strain number 64, 65, 66. So you'll take those fucking boosters and those other shots cumulatively.
You know, they're saying the same thing with what was the shots that caused autism?
The karate chop.
You know, Jill is a new mother. Jill's a new mom, and I'm sure she's making this decision, and it's a hard decision.
Yeah.
She's going to get her kids vaccinated. And some people say if you get your kid vaccinated, that it can cause autism, so on and so forth. I'm sure that's in their mind. But
sure.
I got
yeah.
– but and then they're saying – some schools are saying we can't allow your children to go to school unless you get vaccinated. And then some others are saying we don't want unvaccinated children near my kid. I don't know. But
yeah,
these are the choices that mothers are going to have to make. And I'm pretty sure by the time Oliver and baby Sean get into preschool area, there will be a vaccination for that. I guarantee there will be.
Mm-hmm.
They're already doing it to 12
yeah.
kids. They're 12 years old right now. 12 and 15,
yeah.
they're doing it right now as we speak.
My wife's scared
to do it. The little ones are 6 months and two.
Right.
So they don't have to.
Yeah, it's
going
to be around a long time.
She's scared for us all to get the vaccine.
Your wife?
What?
Yeah.
Well, maybe she knows what she's talking about where her family is concerned, right?
It's not for everyone. I mean, think of it that way. You agree? It's not for everyone. I mean, you cannot make anything that everybody in the world, you know, is going to have a lovely experience. It's not for everyone. I don't know. My belief is we'll be here for a long time. You will catch it. And there's been studies
that people have
caught it again.
We're caught again. Will you catch the coronavirus? Not to interrupt you, Brian. I do apologize. Will you catch the coronavirus? You're supposed to be protected for 3 to 6 months. And you're not supposed to be retested at all for the coronavirus, but you're supposed to be protected because you have the antibody from the vaccine in your body, but not enough of the virus in your body.
Well, that's how they thought. See, the thing about it is, Jesse, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't believe anything they say, and I'll tell you why. They don't know enough to say that, to be that definitive about, well, if you catch it, you should not be able to catch it, because 2 weeks later we're hearing, oh, you can re-catch it. I remember when they said, if you catch it, you should be okay, you should build up the antibodies. And then I hear a report, oh, but you can catch it. Then I hear the report, like, if you get vaccinated, you're going to be safe. And then I hear a report, well, you could catch it again, but you're not going to go to a hospital. The problem of it is, Jesse, they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the real truth. I hate to tell you. They don't. No. And if they actually tell the truth, we don't know, they're afraid it's going to create a panic.
So why the fuck would you take it?
I don't know. You know what? Let me tell you something. Sometimes when you're in a relationship, my phone is way over there and I can't get it. Sometimes, let me tell you something.
Are you taking a shit, Brian?
How did this come? Why would I take the phone in the bathroom with me?
Let the man talk, please. Let him talk.
All right.
He's trying to get a point clear. You ask the question, let him get it out.
Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you.
Sometimes you do things for other people. Sometimes you take the bullet. Cindy has a fear of if you just heard her. 20 minutes ago.
If
you don't take it, it's death. She has that fear. So she has that fear in her head that if I didn't take the vaccine, I will die. That was a reality to her. And then the other scenario is if, let's just say I was stubborn, and I said, screw this. She takes it, so now she's vaccinated and living with somebody who's not vaccinated. Can you imagine how that's going to go? You know what I mean? So sometimes you do things for people who you care about and sacrifice some things. Things you would not understand, Cole. But you do things for people you care about. And
that's true.
That's what you do. That's what you do.
Cole, has your mother been vaccinated?
No, she doesn't want to.
Wouldn't they let her even though she's in a facility?
She's vaccinated. She's in a facility. You don't know. She is vaccinated, especially in Florida. If she's in Florida and she's in a facility, she's vaccinated.
She has
you
to be
may
vaccinated
not know
no
it.
Matter what.
Yeah, that's the first one I went to.
It's like a family member of mine is going to see her mother today, and she's had both, her mom's had both of the vaccines, and she cannot get close to it because the family member has not been vaccinated. So you got to sit so many feet apart. Since her mother's been vaccinated, but she has not been vaccinated, you can't be close to her, can't get up on her, give her hugs and tell her you miss her or kiss her on her cheek or anything. Can't do that.
Right. And you know, I look at the people who and I look at you, Cole, and you're so anti-vaccine, and I brought it to you. You had no idea what you were putting up your nose in the 70s. You had no idea what you were smoking in the 80s. I mean, I remember when I started smoking in weed in the 80s. They had PCP in that shit. They had so much shit in that weed that you would not believe. It wasn't even weed anymore. So,
ladies
I mean,
and gentlemen, if you want to put your input in on this conversation about the vaccine, about the coronavirus or the testing, or getting questions for the host or the morning crew, feel free to call in at 319-527-6099.
Wow.
Wait for your call.
There's
please,
your new co-host.
We want to hear from
there.
There you go. But you know what? What I'm trying to say is, so I'm hearing when people, and I know, Cole, you're so against it, you had no idea what was up your nose in the 80s and the 90s when you got it from some guy named Tom who knew a guy and got your cold. How many times that when you got your weed, by the time you got your weed, they pinched it, and they had nothing but trees and stems in it?
Oh, shit, let me tell you a story. You talking about
like
that?
Dirt.
You talking about that? Oh, my God, I want to tell you a story. So back then when I was a real bad drug addict, okay, I mean, I'm talking about real deal. All
right,
so me and my best friend, Jeremy Myers, his name, Jeremy, if you're listening, I'm looking for you, bro. I'd like to reunite back with you. But me, anyways, me and him went to an old buddy's house. He says, hey, he called us up. You want to come over and smoke a joint with me, a blunt? We said, sure.
Right.
We almost smoked that blunt with him. And we went back to my apartment, and I just started flipping out. And I threw him against the wall, almost through the wall, out of the blue. And
damn.
He goes, what's wrong with you? He goes, I just started flipping out. I said, dude, there's something on that weed. Because he knows I can smoke weed like no tomorrow and not have act that way. So he went back to the guy that we smoked the blunt with and turned around, he put cocaine on it.
Yeah.
Mm.
They're putting some shit. I remember a friend I trusted. I was so paranoid about weed. You know, I never smoked or anything, but it was a special occasion with this girl. And I asked a friend because I was paranoid with it. I said, you know, can you give me some marijuana? He goes, dude, it's called weed. Okay. You know, and I said, I only trust you. Make sure, you know, I was really paranoid with it. He gives it to me first time. And I smoked, and I said, and I've seen the walls. I'm literally... My TV melted in front of me, literally. His face turned into something I could not understand. I freaked out. I'm going, what the fuck is in this? He goes, I gave you a little supersonic. I go, supersonic, what do you mean? I put a little PCP in it. I go, you fucking made me smoke horse tranq. This is what I was afraid of. I didn't want to have PCP in my system. I did not want that. And he was my friend. And so what I'm saying is that anybody, Cole, you probably have done shit in your body that is so 10 times worse than any side effect that
friend.
this coronavirus vaccine will do. And I think we all have. If you're on any kind of prescription medication, and you have had side effects that are probably worse than this vaccine. That's all I have to say. That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, what kind of side effects have you had in the past? Please call in at 319-527-6099. Tell us what kind of side effects have you had if you ever done drugs in the past.
Yeah, why do I feel like I'm on Hammer's Marathon, you know? Why don't I just bring out a retarded kid, have him on my lap and go, hey, talk, retarded kid. Hey, you, and if you would like us to get fix this retarded kid, please call in with your donations, and this little retarded kid can walk right. Why don't I bring out a cripple kid? What do you call them, Melissa? They have the things on their knees and their legs. You know, drag them out here. Jesus. Thank you, Jesse. So
you're welcome.
That's the bottom line. Jesse, here's from me, friend to friend. Friend to friend, take the shot. Take the shot. 2 seconds, it's over. Little mildness of, hey, you know what I mean? You throw up a little bit, and some people don't. Your arm hurts a little bit. Your wife has hit you in the arm harder than this shot can ever hit you. You're done. Psychologically, in your mind, you're not going to die if you catch it again. Psychologically, in your mind, you're not going to end up in a hospital. That's more benefits than anything. The little inconvenience of it, bullshit. You have taken that. I say anybody, I'm being honest, anybody over 45, take the shot. Take the shot. Because
well, I'm not over 45, so...
Well, Jesse's 20. You're 34. Take
I'm
the
44.
Shot. Okay. And quit turning on our Melissa like that. How dare you?
She likes when I take control.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Like when I took control. When I took the control when Tony was trying to overtalk you, and she liked that.
Oh, right. I love that. Yeah, I love that in a man. Mm-hmm.
I was
they took the fire department to cool her down.
You can
That's
hear
it.
That?
I had to call them. They
Damn,
just left.
Jesse.
They just left.
You got super hearing. Yeah. I went out with a girl once. I was 27.
Oh.
And we're in the middle of a heated, amazing sex session. This is one of those sessions that required water in the middle of it. You know, then you drink and you go, okay, and you crush it. you're throwing a water bottle at her. So she goes, can I call you daddy? I go, hell no. She goes, well,
oh, God.
She really did. She goes, why not? I go, because it reminds
That's
me that
weird.
Maybe I had to pay some child support for some whore that had you. Not good, not good. Don't call me daddy. It's like I need child support.
No.
Isn't it something? Is it a no-no, Melissa? Because there's some women. Is that a heads up? Is that a heads up? Like,
oh, yeah.
Why would you want to screw your daddy?
That's why they call him your daddy's baby.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
I know, but
I'm just saying, that's why they say the word daddy's baby. My daddy's baby. Yeah.
I mean, the only one I can see loving that is Donald Trump. But to me, how did we get there? I like you, Daddy. How did we get there?
Uh-huh.
All right. I know it's creepy. Here we go, main story. Everybody's listening to the main story. And, Jesse, here's what I'd say. I could call the CDC, but they're not going to tell me much. They're not going to say. They're going to say those are symptoms. Those are symptoms. It goes with the shot.
Okay.
It just goes with
they're
the shot.
They're not there to diagnose you, you know.
Right. Take the whooping, young man. Take the whooping.
Did you see the viral video going around about Biden?
No.
The viral.
What was it?
Oh, why? What happened to Biden?
He had all his family at the White House, and he grabbed his grandson up, literally up with his right arm, with his hand underneath his chin, pulled his neck back, and it was literally kissing over his grandson.
What?
It didn't look right the way he did it. When nobody went looking. But somebody
caught it on film. Pedophile Democrat, huh?
Somebody actually caught it on film. He actually did that when he was taking family pictures.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
For
I
real?
Haven't seen
well,
that one.
You know, people want to see what they want to see, and people want to hear what they want to hear. I
would. You believe
that
he could be a pedophile, Jesse? You believe
I
that?
I kind of do. I kind of do for some reason.
That he's a real bona fide pedophile?
Well, just
like
the way he
sure?
did that to his grandson, you know. If you're going to hug your grandson or give him a kiss on the forehead, don't sit there constantly over his face.
Huh. Okay.
Well,
I guess
do you feel that? Do you feel like the men in France are gay when they kiss you on both cheeks, even if you are a guy?
No, because that's their culture.
Mm, but it's not a culture of a grandpa kissing the kid on the cheek or
not the
on
way
the
he grabbed him around his face. Not the way he grabbed him when nobody was everybody was turned towards
really?
Him. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
You really need to see
well,
this, Brian. I'm being real, bro.
This is the president,
you know what I mean? This is the president that ran for office, but I'm just saying the way he grabbed him, you know, enforcedly around
right.
his face. Underneath his chin.
Oh. Oh.
You know, it's like the grandkids.
No, I understand. If Brian was my grandson, just saying, and I want to give him a, I'm not seeing you in years, I want to give you a hug on the back, you know, just hug you and maybe give you a peck on the cheek. How you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, as family, not grab your arm around him to jerk him back and start kissing him on.
He was like violent with him, forcibly
kind of,
doing
yes.
it.
Yes.
Okay.
There was
I'll
a lady.
Have to look for that one.
Yeah, there was a lady. She's an artist, by the way. She had her 2-year-old and I think it was 6-month-old in a tub with her one time taking a bath. And she was taking pictures of the kids. They were splashing around and suds on their hair. And then it went viral that she was a pedophile. And it ruined her career. When the kids come over, Belle and Layla's beautiful kids. Layla's 8. Belle just turned 5. And then Belle will coming back at me and go, Grandpa. And I go, yes. And she goes, come here. And you know, wave to me and whisper to me. I go, yeah. She goes, come here. And then she would hold my face and give me a good little kiss, like a butterfly kiss, and then run. Now, if somebody would have had a camera and saw a little white girl kissing a black man, at that moment, her hands placed nicely and softly on my cheek because it was a soft kiss, I guarantee you somebody will say something. We had a moron. It was a moron used to be here, and I usually don't call him a moron, but he's a really moron. I usually don't say the name, but he's not here, but maybe Joe's listening. It's Pionki. It's the biggest moron on the planet. Cindy is white. Kids are biracial. But the kids, if you look at the kids, they look like Irish kids. I mean, Layla has red hair, flaming red hair, you know, freckles, and Bella, dark hair, but you can tell that they're white kids. Now they call me Grandpa. I consider them my grandkids. I love them to death. And then Pionki says, if I saw you walking with these kids, I would call the cops on you because that's not right. Well, with Pionki the moron, the asshole, what he did not know is that was he was racially profiling me. But he couldn't conceive it because he's that stupid. I think Melissa was on his show at the time. He said, if I saw you walking with white kids, I would call the cops on you. Now, the danger of that calling the cops on me is that would go over the radio. We have a suspect with 2 white kids. It could be, you know, whatever they hear on the radio can determine whether you live and die when they arrive on the scene. So if a cop pulled me over and saw 2 white kids and somebody says, oh, my God, there's a black man with 2 white kids and the kids, and maybe the kids were acting up. Maybe the kids were crying. Maybe the kids didn't want to go across the street. Maybe the kids didn't want the ice cream that day. And I'm saying, come on. And they go, no, Grandpa, I don't. And then they want to act a fit. You know how kids are, you know, maybe they sit down or whatever, right? Maybe that. So this motherfucker, who is a stupid son of a bitch, because he doesn't like the visual of a black man possibly with a, in a biracial family, because he can't conceive of that because he's so bigoted, that's not even a thought, that he, as a black man, will call the cops on another black man taking the kids to get some ice cream. So, you know, be careful about the visual and when people slow down things and how people change things. I did editing. Just be careful. Because let me tell you something. Biden's been in the Senate. Biden's been in the Senate for 23 years, 24 years. He has not got any, nothing's been on pedophile on Biden. 24 years in the Senate, nothing. Not to mention he's surrounded by Secret Service and everything. He was a vice president for 8 years. Nothing. But as soon as Trump, he ran against Trump, the smear campaign with these ignorant, conservative racists, and they started saying pedophile, pedophile. But yet, there's pictures of Trump with Ivanka on his lap. He's kissing her on her lips. There's pictures of that. Nobody's talking about that. There's pictures of her even lap dancing on Donald Trump, his own daughter. In fact, Donald Trump went on TV and said that I won't date anybody unless they're my daughter. You guys remember that? I'll pull it up.
Mm-hmm.
He even said, but nobody's talking about Donald Trump as a pedophile. Nobody's talking about, I don't see Biden with Epstein at a party. Nobody's talking about that. You know, it gets me mad when these QAnon people saying Donald Trump is going to expose the pedophile. Donald Trump is the pedophile. Donald Trump is lap dancing with his daughter. His own sister wrote the book about catching him and Ivanka in positions that they should not be. Donald Trump went on a TV show saying that he wanted to date his own daughter or find somebody like his daughter. And even Joy Behar said that's sick. And even Ivanka goes, ew. And he goes, what's wrong with that? And don't, so nobody's talking about Donald Trump as a pedophile. And he even came on TV and said it. Because you know what it is? If you say it first, it's not a crime. Donald Trump could say, I could shoot somebody in Fifth Avenue. He could say that he's going to commit murder in New York on Fifth Avenue and everybody laughs about it. I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and, no, and not lose a vote. See, it's not a crime because he said it out loud, right? That's how he is. Donald Trump likes to do crime in plain sight. And if it's, and if you talk about it, it's not a secret. He's not hiding it. Therefore, it must be innocent. I have a story here that you're not going to believe. I know you're getting bored. I was going to go into politics. I'm not going to go into politics with Liz Cheney. I'm going to hit this one story that really got on my nerves. I want you as a jury. I see Miss Melissa here. I see Jesse. You guys want to hear a story that pissed me off that might piss you off? How about if I tell you a story about this girl? She's in high school. And she wanted to be, what did she want to be, the prom queen? She wanted to be a prom queen. And just because she wanted to be a prom queen, guess what? She got a felony for what she did to become a prom. You're not going to believe this. A felony. What happened? You're not going to believe this. Of course, this is, I'll read the headline. I'm not even going to tease it anymore. You're not going to believe this. This is what we became as a society. A teen accuses of rigging the homecoming queen vote with mom, and they charged her with a felony. She rigged. She was going for being a homecoming queen, and she rigged the voting box. They called the cops, and she's charged with a felony. By rigging the homecoming queen voting box, it's a felony? You're not going to believe how many years she's getting for this. Think back in high school, you guys, how silly this is. And you're voting for your homecoming queen. They rigged the voting box, and now it's a felony, and you're going to jail for it. I cannot conceive of it. Here it is. A teen charged as an adult has pleaded not guilty to multiple felony counts stemming from a Florida high school homecoming queen contest that prosecutors allege she and her mother rigged by hacking into the school district computer system. All right, I didn't see the hacking into the – okay, now it makes sense. They teased me. They got me with the story of the homecoming queen. But when you start hacking into a computer system, I understand where that's coming from.
They saw you coming, Brian.
Huh?
They saw you coming.
Right. I did. They got me. They got me. If they would have just said hacking, nobody was going to read that story. They got me on this, but they got me on the headline. Very well done. If convicted, Emily Rose Grover, 18, a student at Tate High School, faces a maximum sentence of 16 years in prison. 16 freaking years. 16 years. Well, you hacked into a school. I mean, I can't.
So that's a little different, right?
It is a little different because, you know, hacking into the school system, you could change grades and do
shit. Oh, yeah.
It is a
not
little
cool.
different. I'm not cool at all. They should. Here's a story. Here's the story. I can't get it. Here we go.
Honestly, in my opinion.
This morning, new information about the Florida mother and daughter under arrest, accused of rigging a homecoming queen election.
Honestly, in my opinion, that's pretty ridiculous. I'm not going to lie.
Officials in Pensacola say assistant principal Laura Rose Carroll and her daughter, 17-year-old Emily Rose Grover, illegally accessed the accounts of other students.
Assistant principal? Are you freaking kidding me?
Wow.
Oh, my God. She's an assistant principal at – wow. Here we go.
Assistant principal Laura Rose Carroll and her daughter, 17-year-old Emily Rose Grover, illegally accessed the accounts of other students. So Emily would be elected homecoming queen. The investigation started after the school district reported hundreds of students' accounts at Tate High School had been hacked. Those accounts contain sensitive information, including medical history and
right.
test scores.
Right.
School officials also discovered 117 homecoming queen votes, all cast from the same IP address in a short period of time. Now both mother and daughter face felony charges. Ariana was runner-up in the homecoming election, losing out to Emily. When rumors started to spread about a rigged homecoming election, she says she didn't believe it.
I did hear rumors, but I didn't really think anything of it until I was brought into the office and it all became real.
At the family's home, Emily's father had no comment.
Why does it matter that you have to win homecoming? It really doesn't. Like, if it happens, it happens, and if it doesn't, then oh well.
Police say Carroll used her district-wide security level to access the computer accounts. She could not be reached for comment.
All right, I can understand that. You get a hold of other kids' medical records. I can, you know what I mean? Yeah, I understand it now. You know,
yep.
they should lock her. You know, they called me on a story like homecoming queen got 19 years, but then when I started reading, she hacked into her mother's assistant principal? My God, what's wrong with these people in Florida? Wow. Yeah. You know, that's why, you know, I'm not from this planet, and I send my report every month. I study you earthlings. And you never cease to amaze me. Never. Never cease to amaze me. Here we go. Full story. Okay.
And I'm the Prince of France, too.
You're the Prince of France.
Prince
You're
of France.
In my report.
And Melissa's going to be my princess.
Oh.
You know Jesse's going to be whacking off to you tonight, Melissa. You know he is.
Shut up.
Maybe the way around. Sounds like Brian's going to be backing off to you.
I already have. There you go. During you two, you guys got me so hot, I didn't even wait. You two
yeah,
are.
Yeah, he couldn't help it.
I couldn't. You guys got me so overheated. Oh, my
I'll just use this. Hi, Melissa.
Oh, that's it. That's the voice.
How are you?
Melissa, that's the voice.
I'll make her knees shimmy with this tingle.
Tingle. I'm eating the best chocolate chip cookie ever.
Think about me when you eat that, Melissa.
I am. Oh, I love it.
Well, Jesse, her daughter's right there. Jill's right there. She can hear
you. No, she's napping.
Oh, she's napping. See, that's the thing. Have Melissa eat the chocolate chip cookie.
That's the best thing of all,
you know
what,
Brian? Yeah, have her eat the chocolate chip cookie while you talk to her. I think it would be very interesting. It's like,
Jack Rabbit talking to her.
Oh, my. And Cole would have been proud of me. I got a vegetarian soup for lunch. It was delicious.
Did you really?
Yeah, Hungarian mushroom. Oh, my God, it's delicious.
Never had that before.
Oh, I loved it. Really good.
Really? Mm-hmm. I saw a mushroom be.
Hey, Brian, can we give a shout-out to Detroit, Michigan?
Sure.
What the hell? Detroit.
Hello. We do have some listeners in Detroit, believe it or not. We got a 15% ratings. And yeah, you can give a shout-out.
Shout-out to Detroit, Michigan.
Oh,
thank you for listening to the Brian the Hammer Jackson radio show.
Thank you.
On Block Talk Radio.
Is this one of your fans?
I'm just saying, I'd like to give a shout-out to Detroit, Michigan, because they do listen to Brian's show.
Oh,
I
so this is a random shout-out. Okay. Okay. I didn't know.
Here
that.
We go, folks. Now. And now for the news. Our top story, Liz Cheney, the new Joan of Arc of the Republican Party. You know, what they're trying to do to her is going to make her a martyr.
Yep.
They don't
just
know
like Joan
it
of
yet.
Arc.
I think so. That's why I call her. What she's the only one out of all those cowards, she stood up. And the short run she's going to take, but they're just making her more popular. I believe Donald Trump doesn't realize that a lot of Republicans voted against him when he got behind that curtain. That's why the vote was 7 million. You lost by 7 million. It's not 7 million Democrats after all that voting. There were some Republicans in there. You had Republicans running ads against you, you dumb fuck. But you keep going after Liz Cheney. She's going to be very popular. Now, all you Trump supporters who are listening to me and this fantasy about Trump's going to run and Trump's kind of alluding he's going to run, he always does that. He teases it. Trump uses people as focus groups to see how the water is. He always does it. He'll say shit, and then he'll look at the polls and see if he should do it or not as a coward. Well, all you Trump fans, I have something for you. He's not going to run. And I'll tell you why he's not going to run. So your wet dream can just dry up. Trump is going to get indicted. They had a shot. When they come after you, they come after you. They sent some warning shots already with Giuliani. They went going after his lawyers. They're going to go after his kids, too. But they got enough to indict Trump. They don't give a shit about Giuliani. He's a clown. They're going after you, Trump. Trump still has cases in Atlanta. He has cases in New York. He has so many indictments coming after him that it's going to be impossible. You know what I mean? But here's the thing. The Democrats had a chance in a second impeachment to make sure he will never run again, because if he got impeached by the second time, it's like you cannot run for office. They're not through with you yet, Trump. They're going to get you. You can't hide. The government is already firing shots at you. Warning shots. People are going to flip on you because you're not loyal to them. They're not loyal to you. They're going to save their ass. You're going to be so busy with indictments and going to courts and settlements and lawsuits. You still got that woman who's going to sue you for raping her and saying that you didn't. She's taking your ass to court. So this is your Republican guy who's going to be running for office in 2024. When they're done with him, Trump is a sniveling little coward, that he's going to be crying for help, and he's going to turn on everybody. Trump's going to make a deal and turn on all of you. Because when the government comes there, they're going to make a deal with this motherfucker. Either you go to jail or you get out of the race and shut up. Because I don't care whose government it is, when the government comes after you, they spend all that time, they're going to get you. They're going to find something. And I am convinced that the new administration is going to find something to indict him just because they don't want him to run again, because they want to get rid of this dumb fuck. So, in my opinion, if you're thinking Trump 2024, you're thinking wrong. He'll be in court so many times that he won't even have time to even run. And how would it look that you got an indicted douchebag for rape, fraud, other things, cohorting with Ukraine, and to try to and I say this to you guys. I say this to you guys, and you're listening because I posted it. You guys who went to the Capitol, and now you're turning on Trump. There's 300 of you are turning on Trump. Can you imagine all you guys who went to the Capitol and you were misled by Donald Trump? Sue him. Every one of you. Can you imagine that lawsuit if you got over 3,000 people suing your stupid ass? Sue him. He will be in court forever. Can you imagine that? You got 300 people already taken in custody. Now you need a lawyer. You didn't have a lawyer because you didn't have a job. But you need a lawyer. Sue Trump. I would love for that to happen. This guy is going to be in court for so long, not only 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, as an indicted traitor of the United States of America, which he should be thrown into jail as a traitor and a dumb fuck. Sue his fucking ass. So for you Republicans think that you're going to run an indicted, twice impeached, one-term president? Twice impeached? This is the only dumb fuck that got... Even normal people don't get banned from Facebook. This should be shame. You're the leader of the free world and you get banned from Facebook? This should be the ultimate shame. Shame.
Can I ask, is Jesse still here?
Jesse,
I have a question for you. Have you heard in your inner circles that Trump is still the president of the United States secretly? Have you heard this?
No.
Oh, okay. I have.
Have you?
What do you think
of that? I thought Brian was going to run for president. I mean, you just going to walk down arm to arm together right next to him.
Brian, have you heard that?
There is, yeah, I have. There's a growing, in fact, Trump made a statement yesterday. He still considers himself the president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
He considers
mm-hmm.
the election was stolen, that Biden is not the legitimate president. Trump still considers
mm-hmm.
himself the president of the United States. And he refers
mm-hmm.
to himself as that. And you know these whiny little Republicans are calling him Mr. President. He still considers
mm-hmm.
himself that. But yet he goes to sleep in a hotel in Florida. He doesn't know reality, man.
I think that he went to the other one. I think he's at Bedminster.
Oh, is he?
Right now. Mm-hmm.
Really? Because what I heard, that those people at Mar-a-Lago don't even want him there because he's making too much noise and ruckus, and they're saying that he's there illegitimately because he's not even supposed to be there. Again, he's breaking the law. They want his ass out of there. So
mm-hmm.
I say, but how shame, how much shame do you have to be the most, see, when you're a president or any kind of senator, you used to be respectful and used to be an honorable, but when you Facebook kicks you off and Twitter bans you for life, you still don't feel any shame. This is the beginning. You got to feel shame. This hasn't been done before. You're the only president that got kicked off of social media? And you're saying
mm-hmm.
you're winning? Come on, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
no, here's what I think. Liz will probably become a martyr and a champion, and she will bring back the Republican Party that what it was. The Trump supporters will get out of breath in about 3 or 4 months because Trump is going to be Trump, and he's going to say, I won the election, and they know they didn't. And they're going to look at a delusional old man, and they're going to peter out. They don't like him. That same, he has nothing else to say. He has no policy. He has this. He can't talk about policy. He's not in government. What is he going to talk about? That he plays golf in Mar-a-Lago? Or he's just going to gripe about.
The son is the mouthpiece now. Don
right.
Jr.
Gonna,
is the mouthpiece now. Mm-hmm.
And he's a cocaine cowboy. So the thing about it is they're annoying. You could only – it's like a person, and forgive me, authors, I love you to death, but it's like a person who got a new book. They are annoying the first 2 weeks. All you think, you look at their posts, this is my new book, this is my new book, this is my – until a while they just said, we don't care. You know, they stop.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what's going to happen. The Trump supporters will lose in the long run. They will fade away. Liz Cheney, I suspect, will rise as the beacon and a Joan of Arc of the Republican Party. I really do. Here's the story. She's already telling. And guys, see, there are going to be stories leaked out. You think Trump doesn't have secrets? These motherfuckers are leaking out secrets left and right. Well, who even worked with them with the book? Here we go. Facing an ouster from the House leadership, Cheney says GOP at turning point is now, is new. I'm sorry. Cheney says GOP is at its turning point. And she did this in an op-ed. You know how they coined, you know, I didn't realize it yesterday, how they coined the op-ed. You know what op-ed means? See, I thought op-ed means opinion, but that's not what it means at all. In newspaper language, op-ed means it's opposite the editorial page. That's what they call it. It says it's opposite the editorial page. So they call it an op-ed because they're opposite of the editorial page. Just for a little thing. Mm-hmm. That's why they call it an op-ed. Interesting. I thought so. Let me read.
Thank you.
I thought it was interesting. I really did.
Mm-hmm.
Representative Liz Cheney.
I just stretched because of that cookie. Sorry. I was stretching.
Can you imagine Melissa having one of these calls like, hello, hi, this is Melissa Cookie. Are you having chocolate chip? Push one for
cookie.
Chocolate chip, push two for oatmeal, push three for chocolate delight.
Oh, I can
delight.
Barely move.
Yeah, I know. You got diabetes and you gain about 300 pounds. Here we go.
Sometimes, right?
Oh yeah. There was a
gun. You didn't hear what
I
said, did you?
No.
No, sexy.
I said you're supposed to be running for president coming up next, and me and Melissa
will
be walking down arm to arm, standing right next to you.
On the red
carpet. If she starts twitching, hey, I'm not responsible for what may be happening.
True.
Right in the middle of me being my inauguration, you're going to be making
inauguration.
A back of me. what's going on here? Who brought these people to the party? Well, here's Cheney in her own words. Well, it's a commercial. But you know what's going on. She's standing against Trump and saying, you know, reality has to kick in. Trump did lose. He is not the president. He did incite the riot to the Capitol. Don't believe the big lie. And that was it. Trump hates her for it. Told her he would get her and she'll never run again after he's done with her. I'm thinking this is what it is, so I don't have to read it. Here we go.
We were at the Wyoming State Fair parade in Douglas, Wyoming.
Where Congresswoman Liz Cheney's politics has always been a family affair.
Does anybody else want to contribute any rules of behavior for being in a parade?
Parade appearances coming alongside kids' potty humor.
And I said, okay, Richard, what's your rule? He said, no farting.
Cheney is the mother of five children, from 15 to 27 years old. Her youngest son, named after her father, former Vice President Dick Cheney. She has featured her family prominently over the years.
I'm Liz Cheney, and I approve this message.
In her campaigns.
We're proud of our family's deep roots in Wyoming.
And during her father's years as George W. Bush's Vice President.
20 years ago, Phil and I were married here in Wyoming.
Her husband is Philip Perry, a lawyer in Washington, D.C., who served in several roles during the Bush years.
She is a very principled woman, and, you know, like it or not, what her principles are, she's going to always draw on them and stick with them.
Cheney's career in politics pedigreed at an early age.
It's in my blood. You know, I was actually thinking the other day when my sister and I were growing up, and my dad was in you know, political office. My mom was writing. She was in the Reagan administration.
She now holds the congressional seat her father held for 10 years. Following in his footsteps after time as a lawyer, years at the State Department, and work on her father's reelection campaign, a relationship that has remained close to this day.
Liz helped me a lot with my memoirs.
In 2013, a family rift became public.
Same-sex relationship, and
she announced her opposition to same-sex marriages, even though her sister, Mary, married a woman.
I love Mary very much. I love her family very much. This is just an issue on which we disagree.
In Congress, Cheney has high ratings from conservative groups, a 98% score from the conservative Heritage Action most recently.
As Republicans, we believe that the government is serving its best purpose when it stays as limited as possible.
A fiscal conservative and a defense hawk like her father.
Our adversaries need to know that we have the will and the capacity to defend ourselves.
And there you have it. There's Cheney. There's Cheney, everybody. Trump is seeking to unravel critical elements of our Constitution. This is what Liz is saying, which is true. Confidence in the result of elections and rule of law. No other American president has ever done this, Cheney writes. The Republican Party is at a turning point, and Republicans must decide whether we are going to choose truth and fidelity to the Constitution. In the op-ed, the embattled number three House Republican calls for Republicans to support both the ongoing Justice Department investigation into the January 6th Capitol riots as well as the separate bipartisan congressional commission into the event. Cheney calls out her Republican colleagues, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, for changing his story on Trump's responsibility for the riots. She also repeats her view that Republicans should steer away from the dangerous and anti-democratic Trump cult of personality if it hopes to win the national elections in the future. History is watching. Our children are watching, Cheney writes. We must be brave enough to defend the basic principles that underpin and protect our freedom in our democratic process. I am committed to doing that, no matter what the short-term political consequences may be. She survived the other votes. Cheney continued the opposition to Trump and says Trump is a liar. Trump and his lies about the 2020 election have touched off the push to oust her. Her team has argued the episode speaks to larger issues about the future of the GOP. This moment is about much more than a House leadership fight, Cheney spokesman said. So Cheney publicly contradicted McCarthy on a question. Blah blah blah. I'm getting into the weeds of politics, but a lot of you guys do not follow, which I do. So the bottom line, I think she's going to lose her seat on one of the committees. But it reminds me of what the Japanese soldiers said when Pearl Harbor was burning. They're in a boat, and a colonel was there, and a Japanese soldier said to the colonel, "We did it. We destroyed the Americans." And the colonel said, "We have wakened the sleeping giant." And it would be fitting that a woman takes Trump down because he's been trying to take down women all of his life. I think the Teflon Don has met his match. He's been taken out of the office. He lost a seat, he lost the House seat, he lost the Senate, and he lost Georgia. The man's a loser, and he was taken out as president. He was kicked off of Twitter, he was kicked off of Facebook, he was kicked off of Walmart. The guy is a loser. The guy is a loser. So any Trump supporter that still backs Trump is a loser. A dead stone loser, a moron, a buttfuck, a dumb shit, a douchebag. Anybody backs Trump is a dirtball. Because this guy tried to overthrow our government to keep Biden from being certified as the president of the United States, which is our democracy. This guy went to Ukraine and sent Giuliani, the Joker, to try to get information about, not Biden, his son. How dirty is that? What a coward. This guy, this dirtbag, this piece of shit, tried to sue the GOP for saying, don't use my name in the fundraising. I will sue you for it. He would sue his own party because they used his name to fundraise. He said, that money's mine. And if you use my name, even though I am your Republican representative, but if you use my name and try to get funds, I will sue you. How piece of shit can this guy get? How much of a piece of shit can this guy be? And anybody who does this back him has to be the shitter. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
He uses douches?
He's a douchebag.
I know, but he uses douches? So he must be douches.
I'm sure
himself.
He does. I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does. You can't get any
Hello, Melissa.
More. Oh, jeez. You guys can't.
We got to keep the show going, Brian.
I thought I was, but I guess I
you
Melissa's
did good, man.
Having, I thought Melissa was
Brian,
having maybe she has a sugar crush.
Away, I think.
No, Melissa's here, and so is Cole. Cole, what's up, Cole? So anyway, you got to say something, Cole. It's a radio show.
Hello, Cole. Come on. So participate. Participate.
All right. Exactly. All right, then. I'm going to go on a break right now.
Do you want me to read the number for you?
No. I'm talking. They got the number. I've been promoting the show. Believe me, Jesse, you know, it's funny. When you have a blog talk show, it's not so many people who come into the studio. It's the people who listen to the podcast, and I got a lot of people who listen to the podcast in the evening. I see my friends in the studio. But, you know, if you ever listen to any radio show, rarely you get them taking calls. They usually do their show. Once in a while, they'll open up the phone. They'll take maybe one or two calls. But they usually rely on the show to be a good show. But I'll open up the mic. Hey, Jesse, do you have a request of a song? Because I'm going to take I need a cup of coffee. And I'll play a song for you and your lovely wife.
I stand by you. I stand by you,
really?
For Melissa.
Oh, I ask you to do I asked you to dedicate it to your wife, but you went in. I stand by you with Melissa.
What?
What? You're going to get divorced.
Go ahead.
What are you doing? You sure you want to dedicate the song to your wife? No? Melissa? Okay. All right. Here we go. I stand by you. Jesse the Jackhammer Mitchell. Dedicating this song to Melissa, who is our morning crew. I stand by you. It's kind of a love song. You're still trying to save a marriage. All right. You know what? I don't have that in the studio, but I'll get it for you. Okay, here you go. All right, here you go. Jesse, do you want to just set it up? Why are you sending this song to Melissa? You want to give her a little reason why? It's your dedication. Jesse? This wife killed him. All right. Here we go. Dedication to from Jesse the Jackhammer Mitchell to Melissa, the morning crew. This dedication.
Right.
I want you to everybody. Yeah. Is there anything you want to say before I play the song? Why you're sending this song to Melissa?
No, I just seen if you guys saw the story about two Americans who got life in Italy for stabbing the undercover cop.
I saw that story.
Yeah.
I'll do it when I get right back. I have a dedication here. Yeah, I saw that story. It didn't seem interesting to me, but if you want to talk about it, that's okay, because I want to know what happened to that. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about the Americans in Italy who tried to commit murder, Cole?
They committed murder.
Oh, did they really? Why did they kill the cop? Was it a cop that they killed?
Yeah, it was an undercover cop. What happened was they spent like $95 on, they wanted to get a gram of coke, and they got some aspirin, And then so they stole the middleman guy's backpack and held that for ransom. And then the cop showed up, and the one American stabbed him 11 times with a 7-inch blade. But what's fucked up is the other guy who was with him, he didn't do anything, but he got life too. And they're
good.
21 and 22, I think.
Good. Hope they kill him.
Yeah.
Good. American trash assholes.
11 times.
How they represent. Exactly. Well, I'll go over that story. Thank you.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. We got a lovely dedication from Jesse. From his heart.
I say about Stand By Me is because she's like, you know, we're all friends and family here.
Mm-hmm.
We stand by each other, right?
Are you saying that you wouldn't want to bang Melissa?
No, we're just having fun.
Well, if Melissa was taking a shower naked, would you look?
Hold on a minute. Go ahead and do your thing.
All right. Here's the song. I'll Stand By You. Melissa, here we go. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. I'll Stand By You by Jesse, the Jackhammer Mitchell, dedicated to our morning crew, Melissa. And you know what? That's really sweet because that's how tight the Morning Crew is. We're friends. And I joke with Jesse and we can joke with each other. And that's pretty damn good. That was sweet. And now I'll open up the phones. Had a little break here. That's pretty sweet, Jesse. I hope Melissa heard it. I think she probably
heard
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was sweet. That's how tight the Morning Crew is. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Very. And, sure. And since I should do something, you know, the Morning Crew, I'm going to dedicate a song to Angela. Is it Angela? Yeah, Angela. Here you go. What wet ass pussy. Kidding.
Oh, my God.
So romantic.
That's really romantic.
I know.
That's going to get Jesse going. Don't even do it.
I know. I know. You know, so every man and every woman, men and women, think differently. And it happened to me. We're going on sexual harassment. I know. I don't know if we want to get into politics right now. Maybe I'll change it. You know, through life, I'm old school. Things I have done, some people will consider it weird, freaky, and some of the dates I went on. And let me tell you something, because I go out, I like girls who are open and who are different. Some people call, and I attract them, and they attract, and I guess they attracted to me. They're ladies. They're beautiful. But sometimes you get a he said, she said thing. And we're going to get into Billie Eilish in a minute because what's happening with her should not be happening at all. I mean, her fans are turning on her, and it's a bad thing that they're doing, and I'm supporting her. I don't really like her music that well, but she's being attacked by social media, and we'll get into that. But the only reason I'm going to build that up is that there's times I'm a stud. Okay, I admit it. It's a cross I bear. It's a cross I bear. And all the women I love you for, you're welcome. You know, so I not only behave like a gentleman sometimes, but it's a he said, she said thing. And that happened to me. I have dated women who said Brian was aggressive. Really? Liar. He wanted me for one night stand. Really? True, but you don't have to say it. So we get into the he said. Have you ever had a he said, she said moment, Melissa? It doesn't have to be a sexual thing. It could be a date thing. It could be a neighbor. He said, you know, you barbecue too much. Or, I think we all had a he said, she said thing. Do you remember anything like that?
Yeah.
So, to you men out there, you got to be careful. So this happened to me, and I'm getting to Billie Eilish. I'm getting to her situation. Went out with this girl. Did not want to go to bed with her. I was known to go to bed with the women. I got that reputation. If you're going to go to bed with me, it's in the deal. You know, it's like going to a Japanese massage. You're going to get a happy ending. They're going to whack you off. Part of the deal. But I was not attracted to her. But, see, I didn't know that women have peer pressure either, right? So the worst thing in the world is for a woman to go on a date, and maybe they don't want you to rape her. Just hear me out. But
okay,
they do
lost,
want you to come on to her. But they do want you to come on to them. But they want to have the opportunity to reject you. But if you don't come on to them, that's embarrassing. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a girl, but I can imagine three girls, you know, having a slumber party and going, oh, you went out with Brian? Yeah. Oh, did he try anything? Because he tried this with me and this and this. And it would be embarrassing for her to say, no, he didn't try anything, because it's an ego buster, isn't it?
No.
I mean, Melissa, no, it's not?
No. No.
It's so... Well, go back to when you're 17, 18, and 19. I mean, you're mature and you're a learner now. But if a man doesn't come on to you, it doesn't mean that you want him to, but if he doesn't make a move on you, isn't that kind of rejection?
It's like, why
not
didn't he
really
do something?
Really?
No.
Really?
No.
I have had that. I have actually had that. that she felt rejected. She even came in my face and got angry when you didn't even try anything. And I go, no, I didn't. And she started wondering what was wrong with her. Swear to God, I'm not even joking.
Right.
This.
Maybe she really liked you.
She did.
You know, herself.
She did. She really did. But I enjoyed going to the movies and this and this and this. And the guys will say, hey, did you do it? You know how guys are with the peer pressure. And I'll say, no. And the first thing a guy will say, what the hell's wrong with her? She ugly or this? You know, because it's a natural thing for a guy to go out with a girl to try something. This song, and the reason I'm playing this, and I don't have this, and it goes with Billy Irish. Sometimes people will email me, or not email me, but they would give me messages on my hammer. And there's one people, they hear the show and they're accusing me of, you know, this and this and this, of women. I disrespect women. I come on to women. I treat them like candy and dirt and whatever. So this guy calls in, or he writes me, thank, this was last week. I didn't read it. He goes out with this girl. He's 23. He goes out with this girl. She's 33. She starts blasting him on Facebook because he's gay. And the reason she blasted him, this is all true, I'm not making this up, and I didn't even get to read it last week, and it really bothered me, is because he didn't do anything. He was a gentleman.
Right.
She's 33, I understand. But I guess her ego got in the way, and she started saying he's gay. Because he's saying, you know, people were saying, why didn't you do anything and everything? So her ego got in the way. So he wrote me. Paraphrasing it, you know, has this ever happened to you, Hammer, and this and this and this. I mean, I was being a nice guy. I can't even win when guys are being nice guys. They can't win.
Mm-hmm.
What's your advice on that? My advice is that you stay true to who you are. You don't have to explain who you are to anybody. And there's nothing wrong going out with women that you're not physically want to have sex with.
Yep.
I have enjoyed going out with. I could enjoy going out.
I can go out with Melissa, and I won't physically have sex with her. We can go out as friends and still crack up on your show, make her sound like she's.
Oh yeah.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, you understand.
Sure.
We like entertaining you all. I may sit and say, you know, Melissa likes how I talk to her, and she acts like
it.
She enjoys it. But she's doing it to entertain you all, to make you all laugh, to have a good day.
Right.
You may be having a bad day, but it may brighten your day up.
Well, by the way, if you've seen Melissa.
I have never in my life, and I said this before, and some asshole that used to come on here laughed about it. I have never in my life had a problem attracting men. And it's the truth.
Right. And no,
it
that
is
the
truth.
Truth.
I'm
That's
telling
what I was...
you. It, so you don't even... I mean, it's never been a problem.
I
never.
Used to have.
She's
I don't
only
know
a,
why.
She's only.
But
she's
Melissa's
only attracted
a,
to me.
No. Well, what I'm trying to say is Melissa's a very pretty, and she got big tits. I mean, really big tits.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You got tits. You got nice tits.
It's just. I think it's personality too.
But mm-hmm. you have. But you have. You can. Dish with the best of them. You know what I mean, Melissa? You could blend in with the guys. You could blend with. You could be one of us without that. But if you saw her physically, you're going to go, I want some of that. But when you start talking to Melissa, she's like, she's a cool friend, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I had this one girl. Her name was Yvette. My God. She was like a goddess. She was a... she was a model. She was a print model. Beautiful girl. Body knocked out. This natural beauty. Body. Bam. And we were the best of friends. We could, Yvette and I could take a shower with each other and not think about sex at all. We would laugh at each other. One time, we were such good friends. We're sitting on a beach and the ocean was there. The ocean was there and everything. And it was like we're friends for 2 years. And she looked at me and she goes, and then she says, how come we never kissed or kissed or anything?
Nice? And smile. She goes, hey. And he sticks his tongue out to her. Did you wake your mother up?
Mm-hmm. So we looked at each other on the beach after going out for 2 years. And she says, how come we never kissed? I go, really? So we did, and we looked at each other. It didn't feel right. We just laughed our asses off. I go, are you kidding me? We'll never do that. And she was a stunning beauty, but it was just, she was my friend. So he's worried that he's now gay. She put it on Twitter that he's gay. And people are talking about, I knew he was gay, you know, how he dresses, and he's groomed, and he's this. He looked gay. He didn't. And then the guys got on him and saying, oh, my God, you didn't even touch that ass because she's attractive, too. And he started. So he's dealing with this, and he's having a hard time with it. So what I'm about, if you listen to this song, this happened to me, and I know he's listening. And it's a he said, she said thing. And here's the original song of that situation. He said, she said. Here we go. Her explaining to her friends. This is her explaining to her friends about me and her going out. She's so pretty that she rejected me to save face. I'm not going to play the whole song, but if you listen to it, every guy gets fucked up by girls talking to their girlfriends about you.
I knew what you were all about.
guys, if you don't make a pass at a woman on a date, she gets insulted. Granted, depending on the age of the date. But I'm sure that if you're in your teens, 16 to 19, even in your early 20s, she may not want to go to bed with you, but she would like to know that you do find her attractive. Melissa, is that accurate? No? That's been my experience. That's been my experience. Now, when we get older, I don't know. I still make the pass. So that goes with the story. You know, I do. Women, and you know, and guys, when a woman's over 45, she's not a ma'am. She's still a hot piece of ass. And she may not go with you. She may have grandchildren. But she wants to know that she's still a hot piece of ass. It's an ego thing. She's still a woman. I mean, don't grab that piece of ass. I mean, still flirt with her and don't treat her like she's some old horse in a stable that a woman reaches a certain age and you start calling her ma'am and she's no longer fuckable. She's still fuckable. It just may take a little while for the oil to get through the parts, you know what I mean? But women are women, and sometimes they need to be treated like a woman. Respectful flirting, I'm saying. Respectful flirting. The smile, the wink, the compliment, the open up the door. You may look nice. They still like to hear it. Just because they're over 45, don't think they're an old goat. Now, Billy, I don't like her that much. Billy, Eilish, I think that's her name. Well, she's a new sensation. She has a lot of songs. She has a big audience. She has a song about usually men are bad and take your power and blah, blah, blah. Well, she's under fire right now. I mean, I thought she was a little kid. I don't know how old this one is. So she did a Vogue cover shoot. And she did it wearing daring clothes. I mean, she's, think of it as Madonna kind of outfits, the bustier, the black brow, the see-through. But she still has that look. She always has that look like she has been molested for all of her life. It's just something about her that she's just unhappy and depressed. And let's talk about her. And here's her song about power. This song, just a little bit of it. We're going to talk about Billie Eilish right now. And you can even tell by her music, she sounds so depressed, and I don't get it. I remember I first played this, her, Melissa liked her music, and she has a lot of people who do. I mean, she got 2.8 million people listening to her new album, but she just sounds so depressed. Billie Eilish, everybody. Song is important because if you listen closely, what I got, I didn't hear the whole song, but what I got is her first love who abused her, that she was in love with this guy and this is what he did. So if you listen to her words, it's kind of powerful words, and listen to her words again.
You ruined her and you don't act like it was why you didn't know, I wonder why you didn't ask. She was sleeping in your clothes, but now she's got to get the glass. How dare you? And how could you? Will you only feel bad when they find out if you could take it all back? Would you?
Eilish, I think. You still like her, Melissa? I like her. What do you think? Jesse? I like her. Well, she's under trouble here. She's under fire. So apparently her fans did not like her posing for Vogue because she has a body and a half. Wow. Wearing revealing outfits and sheer thing. Think of it Madonna kind of style. Think of it that way. Bustier, nice body, but she still has that look like she's been kicked in the face. Here's the article. Billie Eilish defends Vogue cover shoot. Suddenly you're a hypocrite if you want to show your skin. She's getting pissed. She's getting that Miley Cyrus pissed at people. Showing your body should not take any respect away from you, she said. Billie Eilish left her trademark baggy outfits at home and opted for an ultra-sexy revealing look at her curves for a British Vogue lingerie cover shoot, a choice for which she expects to be deemed a hypocrite. So she talks candidly in Vogue. She opened up about gender, power, dynamics, her devotion to keeping control of her own image, and her decision to work with Vogue to create a series of photos of her in classic pinup style, the antithesis of her brand. She fully expects to be called a hypocrite in some corners for choosing to do so and such a provocative shoot while speaking out against abusive men with songs like Your Power. Abusive men. She's too young to know about abusive men. Now, she gets really... She went OG thug on their asses. She didn't even hold back. So the song, what you just heard, was about abusive men. And this is what she's saying about it. So people are getting upset at her, saying, you want to take control, why do you need to show your body? She's basically, here's what she says. You're going to complain about being taken advantage of as a minor. Okay, somebody said this. You're going to complain about being taken advantage of as a minor, but then you're going to show your boobs. That's what one fan says. True. You're pissed. And here's how she reacted, Billie Eilish. Yes, I am, motherfucker. She exclaimed to Vogue magazine. I'm going to because there's no excuse. Suddenly you're a hypocrite if you want to show your skin, and you're easy, and you're a slut, and you're a whore. If I am, then I'm proud. Me and all the girls are hoes, and fuck it. You know, let's turn it around and be empowered in that. She said, showing your body and showing your skin or not should not take any respect away from you. The colorful, loose attire she's worn since first exploding into the pop world with Bad Guy led her to become seen as an antidote to the image of her sexually provocative pop star, a reputation that she says was something that she never personally pushed for. Just like the Vogue shoot, Eilish has always shaped her image for her own personal interests. That includes her decision to wear a corset in the shoot. Arguably, the most intensely debated article of women's clothing for centuries. So in an interview, Eilish brings up the hypothetical question she expects to be leveled towards her. If you're about body positivity, why would you wear a corset? Why wouldn't you show your actual body, she says, foreseeing the comments she'll receive about the photos. Billie says, my thing is that I can do whatever I want, she says. It's all about what makes you feel good. If you want to get surgery, go get surgery. If you want to wear a dress that somebody thinks you look too big wearing, fuck it. If you feel like you look good, you look good. Billie Eilish, everyone. Going to you with that bad language. Oh, my God. Going to you. Mr. Jesse, what do you think about Billie Eilish talking like that, that little whore? What do you think?
A little slut. Oh,
Jesus. Wow. What a potty mouth on her.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? What do you think? That's a woman empowering herself.
I know.
I don't know. Let's go to Melissa. Melissa, what do you think about her saying the same things like that?
I don't know. That's insane, man.
She's
that's
just
insane.
A kid. Yeah.
Don't know
you
what
know,
she's talking about.
You know what? I like it that she's fighting back, but you can almost hear the pain in her voice. I mean, just reading the article, you can almost hear this girl is in so much pain. Is it just me, or what do you guys think? Can you hear
it,
Melissa?
I think
can,
so too. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of damage there.
But
and
how is she
I
in pain? She's a kid. How is she in pain? She's a kid.
I don't know too much about her, but it sounds like her fans were saying that she was very abused when she was a minor. I can only and the way she sings.
Well, that's a different story, yeah.
The way she sings and the way she looks, I can tell. I mean, you can. She just looks of abuse. Have you seen her, Melissa? Because I know you like her songs.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
a pretty song.
I do. Yeah.
And I think she's 18 to 19. I think she's 19 by now. I'm not quite
to
sure.
To me, she's just a kid, right? Just
come on, Melissa, break
just
it down
a kid. Leave her alone. You know,
yeah.
She's been through hell.
She'll
let her be.
It.
I mean, if she wants to be pretty and she wants to feel like she's never been a corset, she wants to dress up, she wants to whore up. You know, we put these things on women too much, these weird fantasies and myths about women. And if you see a woman who feels good and she works out and she wants to show her body, all of a sudden she's a whore and she's trash and he's this. And if you empowered women, you can't show your body? I'm thinking being empowered is that you like who you are.
I don't mind what my wife wears. She can wear anything she wants, you know, as long as she's comfortable with it.
Right. But we still judge, even hearing a kid 19, I'm assuming she's 19 to 20, still saying this stuff at 2021 that these people, her fans, are getting mad at her because she was wearing a bustier and took a beautiful photo shoot, calling her, how dare you show your body if you want to empower yourself What the fuck? I thought that went out in the 1960s. It's still around, mm-hmm. the peer pressure.
Yeah, it is.
You know, guys, relax. You know, Solution mm-hmm. came on the show the other day, or yesterday.
Yesterday. That was awesome. That was fun. I know Cole wasn't happy, but it was fun.
Cole was not happy because he was not the center of attention. And Cole has his own thing. He doesn't like songs, and he'll go out of the studio to protest, but I don't really give a fuck. I do my show.
I don't either.
I don't care who comes in. I don't care who do that. I would still be on here. A lot of my listeners are on my podcast. So
that's right. I want to know where this podcast is, damn it. You don't invite me. Where in the hell is this podcast at?
Well, meaning that when the show is over, it goes into podcast. So if you listen
to
the show
I know that.
Life,
I'm just being a smart-ass, Brian.
Oh, okay. Okay. But I can't – I really don't understand how men are still confused with these women. I mean, they still have to watch – I'll give an example. I seen Jill. Jill is Melissa's daughter. I haven't seen her. And she's a very pretty girl. And I consider Jill a mad scientist, but forget it. It's my own little thing because she's pretty good. She's a chemistry professor.
Mm-hmm.
She's young. I think Jill may be 28. I'm not quite sure how old Jill is. 26 to 28. I'm not sure. She's 26?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
she's going to be
Jill
27 in June.
Right. Can you put me on speaker so she can hear what I'm saying just for a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. Now Jill is 26. She's very pretty. She's a hot piece of ass. You know what I mean? But Jill is smart. She's smart. And I don't know why people don't respect smart, pretty girls. I really don't. I mean, she could wear a bathing suit. She could wear evening gowns. She's still Jill. And guys got to get it through their head that they have to respect women. And they have to understand women and don't assume shit. And like I said, she's a really nice girl, but you got to start respecting girls. And they're going after Billie Eilish this way. Get a life. Eilish, is that her name? Billie
mm-hmm.
Eilish?
Billie Eilish.
Get a life and respect women. Don't give it up if they respect you back, but you got to earn it. You can't assume that a woman's going to, you know, you can pick up a woman and she swoons. Well, some women, you know, like I used to date, I had a lot of cash. I just opened it up. I went out with Jews. I just had to open my wallet and boom, I'm in a bed with them. Oy vey. But Jill's not Jewish. Well, she likes money, so she may be half Jew. Who knows? Who knows what's going on there?
She likes money, too.
She is the daughter of Melissa. Yes. And Melissa loves shopping.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Shopping.
Loves to shop.
Yep. But yes, I just don't understand that this day and age how guys disrespect women. I mean, I'm not telling you not to be a guy, but kind of read the room. When you go out with a girl,
yep.
Not all the girls are the same way. Read the room. You never
mm-hmm.
know where they came from. Thank you, Jill.
Yep.
I just want to say that I think you're really a sweetheart and you're really a pretty lady and you're really smart. And I use you as an example. I really do. Really respect. A lot of love and a lot of respect for Jill. Yeah, she's more than welcome. So anyway, so they're going after Billie Eilish because she decided to pose in a nice little fashion thing with a corset. It might end her career because you got a lot of bitter women out there, a lot of bitter people. You know the problem with this, Melissa, is that they try to make these pop idols like what do they call these things that you, for their kids? I mean, they look up to them and
yeah.
What do they call them?
What would you call that? A role model.
A role model.
Right?
Yeah. Let me tell you something. If your parents are not your role model, you got a problem. If you have to go outside of your home to find a role model, you got a serious problem.
Yep.
You know. That's all I have to say. you know,
I've
don't
been
count on Billy.
I've also ordered not to buy Oliver any more toys because of the shopping issue, but I'm going to. Jillian said, you need to stop. And I said,
we're
really?
We're going to have a show called, Cindy does the same thing. We're going to have a show with grandmother, Nana's out of control. When to say no to Nana. I mean, you grandma, you Nanas have to stop. You got to listen to the parents. You never listen to the parents. I don't know what it is.
That's a bunch of crap. I told her today I'll buy what I want.
You can't. You got to start listening to the parent. You can't. You
she's,
can't.
She's
going to
give
child.
It away or smash it up. And
yeah,
he needs
you,
a picnic.
No.
I want to buy him this picnic bench with an umbrella.
Well, does Jill agree with that? Does she want you to do that?
No.
Then don't buy the kid that. The Nanas are out of control. You guys are criminally insane. Leave the kid alone. You got to listen to the parent.
No.
See, there you go. You can't buy the kid.
I'll buy what I want.
You can't buy the. Leave the grand. That's, you know what? That's toy abuse. You're toy abusing your kid, your grandkid.
Mm-mm.
You know what?
It's children
I'm
that
gonna,
are abused that don't have any nice toys to play with.
No. Little Sean, the little baby Sean.
He's been driving around the house.
Yeah, well,
a train
you're,
to drive
you're gonna,
on it. It goes, choo-choo.
You're going to be surprised what little baby Sean creates a hashtag, Toys R Us, me too. Stop it.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the rocking horse? God, I like that. Mm-hmm.
You'll get so excited, you just can't help it.
They do. Something happens to the Nanas. I mean, you know, when they're parents, you go, okay, but then they change when they're Nanas. It's out of control. Cindy does the same thing. She's insane. What?
You do
it. It is.
Oh, I cook.
And ice cream.
What?
And candy.
I stop at cookies and ice cream and candies.
No,
but
you don't.
Yeah, I do. You go like Melissa. You go to.
You're in trouble, Brian.
Clothes, toys. Clothes and toys. No. It was funny. Cindy goes, "Was you, Melissa?" It was one Christmas. It was one Christmas. What's her name? God, Belle Layla. Layla was six. Cindy went crazy over the clothes and everything. It was Christmas time. I say, don't do this, don't do this. She goes, I love to get, don't. I said, you got to listen to me. Don't. She didn't listen to me, just like you. I go, I'm looking at what you bought her for Christmas, don't you? She, there's all these outfits and pretty outfits. I go, it's Christmas time. Get her something she can play with. No, she needs this. Okay. The kid starts opening up the gifts. She liked the first two. And then it's time for Grandpa. And I gave her a flying doll that has wings that flies in the air. She likes that.
Goes,
and then here's something for Grandma. And the kid's face was sunken. Oh, clothes again. She gave her the look. Oh, good, clothes.
Yeah, but girl clothes are the best to buy.
They don't realize it until they're like maybe eight. They're not into fashion. They need something fun to play with. Puzzles.
Girls' clothes are fun.
Paint. Get Oliver paint and let him paint something.
He has that. Are you kidding me?
He has paint. Puzzles.
Oh, yeah.
No, you don't want them to put that in their mouths.
He has wooden puzzles. They're big. The pieces are
blocks.
Big.
Mm-hmm. Blocks.
Oh, blocks? Huh.
Yeah.
How many hundreds of blocks does he have?
Really? He uses it as a weapon to throw at people. I guarantee you.
No, he
builds
them.
He does it?
Them. Mm-hmm. He likes cars.
Dominoes.
Jillian buys them cars.
Dominoes is good. Really?
He's two, Jesse. Two, those are too small.
Oh, okay.
Dominoes.
Chew toys?
He's beyond that.
He's at that difficult age where I don't know where you would buy him. He's at two. He's at two.
Really?
So I don't know. Too young for clothes.
I got him a choo-choo train that he can drive around, but it also is educational.
Oh, okay.
It does all. Usually I buy something that teaches them something.
Do you read to them at night? Do you give them bedtime?
Yeah.
Do you read bedtime? Or do you
you tear them up. Mm-hmm. You tear them up. Yep.
Get him boxing gloves.
Oh, he likes rubber snakes, too.
Oh, does he really?
Two lawnmowers. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh, yep. Are those with the little bubbles that are in it? Or what do you call
them? Yes. He smashed up the first one. He's a yellow submarine. It plays Beatles music. He loves that.
Get him boxing gloves.
He has two cars.
Get him boxing gloves. Yeah. Get them a boxing glove. They got it for 2-year-old, and they can hit the little bag and get their energy out, and they just suck the bag. Yeah. Get that energy out. Oh, Melissa left. All right, Jesse, we got 2 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Promote your show, Jesse, really quickly, and we're out of here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening to the Brian the Jackson Hammer radio show today. It's been an amazing show. We hope you all enjoyed it. Please share it out with your family and friends, your coworkers, anybody that you know. We are the Mitchell Family Reality Show TV on YouTube. Please check us out. We would love to have you follow us and enjoy our content that we create on YouTube.
There you go. And soon, Jesse, we will have that interview on Zoom. And the best to your family, your lovely wife, Sharon, and the kids. How are your kids doing so far? Are they okay?
Kids are doing good. Wife's doing good. Everybody's
good.
Doing well, you know.
Good. That's what I like to hear, because I'll be following you on Facebook, seeing what's going on with you guys. Don't forget, go to YouTube and watch the Mitchell Family. They are great. Thank you, Jesse, for coming
in. TV.
And there you go.
Remember, I am your all future professional Hollywood actor coming soon.
That's right. It's not a porn. Doesn't mean that he's coming in the porn. But, Jesse, thank you. And
thank you, Brian, for having me.
Support Jesse. He's a good friend. Support him. I will be there. And we're going to see you guys tomorrow. Jesse, take care. Give everybody a kiss for me. I want to thank
Melissa
for coming in. I want to thank Cole for coming in and everybody else who's been listening. See you guys tomorrow. Bye, Jesse.
Take care. Take care, Brian. Take care, guys.
Like a Rob Liberace, it's all good.